first to begin with Mayor Rahm Emanuel on some good news. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Doing all right. I want to talk to you about the world in a second, but before we do that,
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I need some good news. I need a break. Yeah. I need a little something good about our city. So what do you have in relation to the parks and things this morning?
Well, we're laying out what I call building on Burnham, Daniel Burnham, and the city in a garden. And it's a vision that, you know, literally from our making sure that our two waters, our lakefront and our river, increase the quality of life in the city. And so along the lake, we're going to have finished the flyover. We're going to break up bike and running paths into two distinct areas between 31st and 51st and Ohio and Fullerton. And then, as I like to say, in the other areas, we're going to repave 7 miles of it, and we're going to put markers north and south, but also then kind of a softer ground on the side for runners, or as I refer to, people who think still think they're 20-year-old,
right.
20-year-old, but they have 50-year-old knees and joints. So there's that. But then there's also, you know, we'll have completed the fourth boathouse, the river walk from literally Lake Michigan all the way to Lake Street. You're going to be able to go direct. And then about every mile on the north and south branch, there's going to be public access and recreational use of the river. And Chicago will be unique with two waterfronts, distinct waterfronts, that are there for recreational and quality of life. And I think the river could be our next great recreational park. Then we're going to add, by the year 2020, we will have 2,020 acres of nature preserve.
So this is access to the river like we've never had before.
Mm-hmm. There's more canoeing, more kayaking, more sculling. You know, 100 years ago, the river, when Daniel Burnham wrote his plan, was all about industrial traffic. I closed the last two coal-fired power plants, so industrial use of the river dramatically dropped. And then it started to come back as a recreational place. And now we have three operating, and then by the fall, four boathouses, one continuous riverwalk downtown. We're going to have the first ever, wait till you see the picture, bridge. East-west extending the river, where you're going to be able, just for pedestrian traffic, you'll be able to run along the river, new parks along the river, and every mile, there'll be a new, approximately every mile, on the north-south branch, you'll have new access, and the river will become a recreational park. And just by way, there is more river property than there is lakefront property in the city. When you call Calumet.
Is that right? I was not aware of that.
So the front yard, which is what our lake is, we're going to make major improvements, not just in the running and bike paths, but also a new music shell in Montrose, rock climbing down into Southworks, a pool and party area at 31st Street Harbor, a triathlon staging area. So there'll be all types of improvements in public art on the lake. And then the river, rather than being cut off as if it's a separate entity, will be integrated into the neighborhood quality of life. And then we're going to have extensive new programming for kids. Just in the last 4 years, every season, winter, fall, spring, and summer, every season, there's been about doubling of usage over the last 4 years. The municipal app for the Chicago Park District is the most downloaded app of any municipal government in the United States.
Well, look, what do we know about the city we love, right? We know that once the weather breaks, we can't wait to get outside and stay outside as much as possible. So I salute you and everybody on the team for getting it done. Now, how are we getting it paid for?
Well, we're going to put a new tax on those who listen to WGN Radio.
That seems right. That's a good start.
First of all, look, you know, in my first term, we rebuilt all 325 standalone playgrounds, every one of them. And I say that is very valuable because Amy and I bought our house because there was a pocket playground right on our house, right down the street. We built the equivalent of five new Millennium Parks in the city, Big Park and Little Village, 606, Northern Islands, Westridge, Maggie Daly. That's a tremendous improvement, all to pay for. And we put about $40 million of capital in every year in our parks, and we're going to continue to do that. Which will be the core piece, but, you know, like the Paseo I announced in Sunday down in Pilsen. We'll use TIF resources. There's state resources. There's private raising of resources. The bike march down in Calumet, which is 278 miles of nature preserve and mountain biking. SRAM, the bike manufacturer, is a big player in helping us put the resources together. So it will be assortment, but it will all get done like we did the first term.
So after what happened overnight and into this morning, do you get a call this morning, and do you have to look at changing the city's security stance? How does that work for us?
Well, first of all, before you do, I mean, I got notified as soon as it happened. And then I talked to, you know, there's no credible, let me first speak, there's no credible threat to Chicago, right, here or Midway. Obviously, you leave that to the intelligence and security experts. You probably, in situations like this, will be adding some visibility from a security standpoint. But I want to reassure everybody there's no credible threat. And obviously, all of us, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and affected ones in Brussels. But that's what, you know, you do. And there's no, everybody's a little more heightened, but you got to be cognizant of the fact that there's, based on any intelligence, no credible threat to the city of Chicago's transportation system or aviation system.
Yeah, and you know, every time one of these horrific incidents happens, I can't help but go backwards in time and go, no news is good news. And that while this happens around the world, the amazing security systems that have been set up and reinforced, yeah, since 9/11 and have been able to very quietly make sure that we haven't had one of these in our city, that we haven't had another attack like this. I know there have been attacks, but it's amazing how secure we have been.
No, look, I mean, there's no doubt about that. And one of the things that, you know, but I will say that is true, but we have to be cognizant. We do a lot of run-throughs.
Right.
We also have the Office of Emergency Management, OEMC, on the Western Loop side, where we do tabletop exercises. And it's key to be, while you are right, you have to be vigilant. And all of us, and it's not just on the security, every one of us have to be vigilant in our operation and how we approach the world. And we're also going to have to be cognizant the world's changing around us. When it comes to security, my first objective is obviously to protect our residents from gun violence on the south and west side, where its preponderance and dominance is. But as it relates to terrorism, we have been blessed, at least, you know, since, let's say, 9/11, nothing, but we got to remain vigilant, and we always got to be exercising and integrating police, fire, and other types of security apparatus into protecting the city of Chicago.
And you want to remind people, too, you know, call the police when you're suspicious about stuff, because yeah, your block is what you're watching. And, you right, know, you don't have to give people your name. Give them a tip. If right, the tip turns out to be nothing, it's nothing, but at least you made the call.
Yeah. It makes me want to go back and just give my park speech again. One more time.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
Sure. But I do want to say, you know, you touched on something. You know, a lot of people, you know, identify their neighborhood by their park or their playground.
Right.
Some recreational element. And we are so fortunate. We take so much, because this is our landscape, for granted. But, you know, we have about 1,400 acres in the city of nature preserve. We're unique in Northern Ireland. Downtown, we have 40 acres of unique nature preserve. Up on Western Peterson, the West Ridge, when I opened that, and we a 20-acre nature preserve, a hawk flew off. And so we're unique as a city, from our soccer fields, our football field, our parks, our lakefront. Now our river is going to become a space we never even could imagine just 10 years ago for recreation, but you'll be canoeing and kayaking. And that makes the quality of life in our neighborhoods and for all our residents really something unique in our urban setting. And I would also say, while and one of the things I'm desirous, you know, I can, and Steve, I'm sure this is true for you, I can take my kids out west. I can take them to Michigan or Wisconsin for hikes and activities. A lot of kids never even make it to lake in the city.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
So by putting all these efforts, you'll be able to go on a nature walk all the way on the south side in Calumet area, or on the north side of Westridge, along different parts of the lakefront. We'll have 2,000 acres where you're going to see, you can do things with your parents and your grandparents. And those are, you know, so invaluable experiences, and provide our kids the experiences that the country provides right here at their front door in the city by never having to leave the city of Chicago.
Well, that's the thing that drives me crazy when, you know, you look around the country, you see national news about Chicago and they report on, these bad headlines when you and I both know that there are terrible pockets in any major city that you have to work on to make those communities better. But this city is thriving. And even with the mess in Springfield and the mess in trying to pay for stuff, this is the great city. So we got to start feeling better about it.
The music to my ears. I always say, look, we got challenges. Everybody has challenges. And they're serious challenges because in parts of the south side and west side, they're life threats. But we also have right, adjacent. And our goal is to make sure everybody experiences all parts of the greatness of the city of Chicago. But we have great strengths as a city. We love our city. We have people that are, wear their passion for the city on their sleeve. We are great people, even in the parts of Englewood and a very difficult neighborhood, who are making their neighborhood better. And our parks, our libraries, our schools, our lakefront, our river, are tremendous quality of life improvements. And we have to invest in that future. We have to give everybody a chance at that future.
Yeah, and the cowards with guns in these neighborhoods are not the story. It's the 99% of people in those neighborhoods that are trying to have the same thing you have in Naperville and in Lake Forest and everywhere else.
Look, and there's a lot of parts of the city that are as safe as those cities, but there are other parts and that are not. But that's why, what's the largest after-school program in the city of Chicago?
I don't know. Do I win anything if I get it right?
No, our park district.
Well, there you go.
What's the largest summer jobs program for youth in Chicago? Our park district. What's the largest recreational center for the city of Chicago? Our park district. And so when you think about it from economics, you think about it from recreation, you think about it from keeping kids safe, our park district is integral. And that to the quality of life we want to see and the opportunities we want to see for everybody. And I would just say to you, and it makes Chicago, if you live in Manhattan, you got to go find. You got to go all the way up to Central Park to find one open space.
And it ain't that open, depending on the weather.
Well, it's always, thanks, Steve, for showing it. And this is a. I'll send a copy over. And
yeah, please do that. And I'll let you go on this. But what's a timeline on a new super? Any idea?
Look, here's my view. I just got the names.
Yep.
Been doing my interviews and thinking about it. Counts and talking to. Some past superintendents in the city of Chicago seeking their advice and counsel, and we'll continue to do that. And I want to, this is a decision. While I'm eager to get the person hired and have them hit the ground running, I'm not going to rush it, just rush it. And we have to, we have a challenge here because our police do great work. They're great men and women. Who put their lives on the line every day. They answer calls. Right now, as you and I are on the phone, there's an officer or multiple responding to a 911 call.
Sure.
Never read about it. You never hear about it. They're doing their job great. And we have to support them when they do good work, hold them up. Now, those that are not will hold accountable. But the lion's share of our department has to be held up for their great work. And the challenge right now is they feel put upon in the sense that everybody is blaming them. Where an individual officer does not uphold the standards we want to see, we'll hold them accountable.
Right.
But I'm telling you, these officers every day are out there doing their job, and they are doing it well, and we need to support them when they do their job well with the same vigor. That when an individual officer does not do their job, we're going to be very clear about that as well. I would just say I'm going to evaluate this, think about it. There's pluses and minuses, and then I'll make my decision.
Appreciate your time. Enjoy the day.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.